the gremlins attacking the radio station this morning. Anyway, our guest this morning is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And if you don't go to his website first thing in the morning, as I do, while you're missing out an opportunity to know what's really going on in the world, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the media is controlled, that 90 to 95% of the major outlets are controlled by one of five mega corporations that all have the same goal, and that is the New World Order, the New World Religion, and installing the New World Leader. And that's why you're not getting the truth, and why you need to go to World Affairs Brief, www.worldaffairsbrief, and every Friday morning to listen to Joel Skousen, right here on the American Freedom Network. And with that, Joel, pick up the story, please.
Well, it's interesting that we have a new book out on the market. It's kind of 30 Years After Tragedy and Hope by Dr. Carol Quigley, but it's kind of an insider view. It's called Superclass, the Global Power Elite and the World They Are Making.
David Rothkopf, yes. We're trying to get him on
correct.
Our programs.
Well, he has worked for Kissinger and Associates, so that means he is on the inside. I don't think he's as deep an insider as he thinks, and neither was Carol Quigley. And when he wrote his book, Tragedy and Hope, he said that he had been able to view their documents and their goals and their plans, and that he agreed with them, and that the only thing that he disagreed with was that they were secret. You know, this indicates that, Quigley, in his typical ivory tower professor-type view, was unaware of the underlying evil nature of the conspiracy that he so admired. In fact, it was Tragedy and Hope by Dr. Carol Quigley that was a wake-up call for my uncle, W. Cleon Skousen, who wrote the book, which was rather a treatise on Quigley's work called The Naked Capitalist. He had previously written The Naked Communist, and this was in line with the majority of conservatives at the time of the Barry Goldwater movement and before, that, through the Roosevelt and Truman administration, that the government was riddled with communist agents, and then that was the explanation for why our government and the State Department was aiding and abetting communist takeovers around the world and shipping nuclear weapons plans to Soviet Russia and the Tehran conference and the Yalta conference, giving all of Eastern Europe to Russia. All of this was viewed as communist infiltration. But in fact, what Tragedy and Hope indicated, and what this new book indicates, that they really don't indicate what I'm going to say. My theory is that these globalists, in their fervor to establish a new world order, are using Hegelian conflict dialectic, that is, conflict creation and management of both sides of the issue, so that they can create a new world order out of conflict.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. At least I hope we'll be back in just a moment with our good friend Joel Skousen. And I agree exactly with what he's saying. We'll be right back here.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results.
Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and Joel was simply talking about Professor Carol Quigley's amazing book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, that came out back in 1966, that really revealed what's really going on, and that is the fact that you have what he referred to as an Anglo-American establishment that has actually used communism as a vehicle to distract from what they were doing. And, of course, if you read Tragedy and Hope from about page 950 to the end of that chapter, he tells you that, you know, there are people in America who honestly believe that there were communists at Harvard University and in Time magazine and working in the State Department. It was the communists that were responsible for turning Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. And how stupid that idea was. It was never the communists who were doing that. Certainly they were working in our government, but they weren't setting the policies. The policies were set by what he referred to as the Anglo-American establishment, these wealthy and powerful people who might be a little naive at times, but were really so good-hearted and wanted to bring about this better world. So that was such an important revelation, I think, to many people, as you suddenly realize that this whole threat of communism has been contrived. Once again, creating the best enemies our own money could buy. So pick up the story there, Joel.
Well, Dr. Stan, as you know, Carol Quigley didn't name any names. And I think he would have been eliminated had he done that. And Rothkopf doesn't name any names either, although he claims that he has about 6,000 names of people. You know, it's obviously this guy revels in the fact that he's on the in-group. You know, he talks about going to a restaurant in Davos and meeting all these important people and knowing them and saying, wow, isn't this neat? I know all these big power people. So this is obviously another semi-insider who's been close enough to admire what's going on. He's actually written a book, I think, that tries to give suggestions to the power elite. I think he's trying to climb the ladder about how to defuse the anti-globalist movement. That's what his book is really all about. So he's at once a cheerleader for this globalist movement, at the same time an emerging strategist for them to try to help them, he thinks. He doesn't realize this is a satanic-led conspiracy, and Satan is calling the shots, and that's why it is so sophisticated. It is so well-designed and so difficult to, understand who's it at the top. He's really quite naive if he thinks, or flat-out mistaken, that all 6,000 are anywhere near the same plane of power. I believe that there are less than 100 true insiders who know the whole plan. And I don't believe Rothkopf knows who they are. It's a very tightly held secret. Instead, the book is kind of a manifesto on how to deal with those who dislike globalism. In any case, Rothkopf is a visiting scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Now, this is a leftist globalist think tank. I might also, before I go on, comment on what you said about, the fact that, yes, they were communist within the governments, but in fact, the leaders, the ones who allowed them to get in, who paved the way for them to get in and maintained them, when they were discovered and during the McCarthy era, when they were uncovered, the ones who protected and devised the strategies to discredit McCarthy were globalists, like Alger Hiss. And, Alger Hiss for years has been proclaimed as a communist. And, in fact, he was. He, in the sense that he joined the Communist Party, Whitaker Chambers said that he knew him as a communist. But, in fact, I believe he was a globalist joining the Communist Party to, in other words, be an inside man there to direct and to facilitate their entrance into government. But the most telling things happened when you look at the betrayals of certain countries like Cuba, when Ambassador Earl Smith, who you have interviewed, went through and tried to go up through the fourth floor of the State Department and find out who was protecting these communists, because as he met with them and as he was directed to take orders from them, he went higher and higher and found that these communists were protected by people who were higher up. You know, people like Herbert Matthews were New York Times were defending Castro, were putting out disinformation that he was just a simple reformer, even though he knew he was a communist. And so the natural conclusion of conservatives was that, well, Herbert Matthews is a secret communist. But I don't believe he was. I believe he was a globalist who was helping to enhance, communism, just like, several of the other major journalists had facilitated the rise of communists, such as in Nicaragua, where I'm trying to think of the journalist who was the major one who promoted the Sandinistas, and actually was mostly denigrating Somoza. Anyway, the name slips my mind at the moment. But in any case, these people are very powerful, and the reason the establishment, I think, never gave up on Alger Hiss, even though he was prosecuted for perjury rather than being a communist, is that he was, in fact, one of the most sophisticated of the globalist insiders who was playing a dual agent, globalist and communist. And he was the one, of course, who helped draft did the majority of the drafting of the United Nations Charter.
He was president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace at the time of that he was accused of being a communist.
That's correct. And there have been actually a lot of communists in government. There have been a lot of communists in Harvard, and not all of them are globalists. It's very difficult to figure out which is which. But the ones that get to the higher ranks, the ones that are the controllers, are always globalists, not communists. They don't let communists actually rule. They use them at the mid and the lower levels to overthrow the existing orders in life. And I think the globalists have this policy of eventually, after nations have had enough of communism, as the Sandinistas wore out their welcome in Nicaragua, then they install globalists to give them reforms and free trade reforms that really aren't free trade reforms. They're more like corporate capitalism or mercantilism, as we used to call it, the 19th century. But it's clearly not the kind of free market capitalism that we know that is uniformly available to all the little guys as well. This is merely corporate free market ability to run roughshod and create monopolies around the world. So, Solon.com is the one that did the major review, alarmingly, over the premise of Rothkopf's book, A Global Elite Now Run the Planet and Have Usurped Power of National Governments While Ensuring Laws Constrained by Borders Are All But Obsolete. Rothkopf says each one of these people are one in a million. They number 6,000 on a planet of 6 billion. They run our governments, our largest corporations, the powerhouses of international finance, the media, world religions, and from the shadows, the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations. Well, it is true that, in fact, they have links to all of the world's most dangerous criminal and terrorist organizations, but that's quite an admission from Rothkopf. That proves that these people are evil. That proves that they are using evil in order to accomplish much of what they did. We know now from the latest documentation on the assassination of JFK that, in fact, there were mafia hitmen. But they were borrowed from the mafia, and they were being hired by the CIA, and the CIA was directing them. So there was a very interesting linkage between the CIA, always has been, according to many whistleblowers, and that's why Jack Ruby could get access into the Dallas Police Department to go and shoot Oswald because there were links. In fact, I don't know of any major police organization in a major metropolitan area that isn't governed by a police chief who is corrupt. Even as far back as when W. Cleland Skousen was put in as police chief of Salt Lake City, he found out that the mayor of the city was corrupt and was involved. And this is in Salt Lake City, the Mormon stronghold of the bastion of conservatism. And if they could get a phony conservative in as the mayor of Salt Lake City, who was running gambling and involved in prostitution and all those things, which, I mean, it can happen in any city. And when my uncle, of course, who was uncompromisable and incorruptible, got involved in there, and he started cleaning out the city, boy, they started to lean on him. And the mayor said, look, you just can't do this. These are very important people that we have to protect. He says, I'm not protecting them.
Well, he was an honest man and a great American.
And he got fired.
Sure.
And it was a major scandal. He tried to run for governor, and the powers that be pulled all the stops out to try to, and they did stop W. Clinton Skousen. The same old slander, you know, he's an extremist, he's an arch-conservative, all of those titles that are pejoratives that get the people who are trying to be mainstream to shun being associated with an extremist. It's very effective.
Well, they're experts at it. They know how to demonize and how to marginalize honest people, you know, like Cleon Skousen and others who really tried to do what was right. And when you see somebody being really ridiculed by all the media, you know he's got to be a pretty good guy.
Well, Solon.com continues saying that throughout the book, Rothschild fawns over the global elite, of which he, too, is a member. A kind of elitist celebrated in Rothschild's book have little need for national loyalty. They view national boundaries as obstacles to their goals that are thankfully vanishing, and they see national governments as residues from the past, whose only useful function is to facilitate the global elite's operations. And it's true, they are using national government, they're using the United States, they're using Britain and France to, and people's loyalty to those nations to run around the world doing intervention. You know, but what's interesting is Rothschild introduces a more subtle concept, which I think is worth discussing here. He concurs that the laws and regulations defined by borders and nations are obsolete and need to be replaced by a global government, or not by a global government. He says, our goal is more sophisticated. He says, we're going to replace it by global governance. This is a very important distinction, though. He says, the fact that the ultimate goals of the two, the total elimination of national sovereignty, are identical, is not lost on the globalists who know that. But know that a more subtle imposition of centralization and control needs to be enacted in order to con the serfs into sacrificing their identity.
Is that his term, con the serfs?
No, that's Solon.
Okay.
You know, they're obviously outraged by this book, being from the left, and you know, the ideological left really doesn't like globalism, even then we on the ideological right. They view it as, you know, a slick version of socialism that ends up going to disenfranchise them from control. And, you know, the hard left has always wanted to control things from their leftist, socialist, Marxist point of view. But these globalists are leftists, too. They are not on the right. So, you know, he feels like a sharply defined world government would be too much of a shock for the world. It would attract fierce opposition, and he's absolutely right. And so what they intend to do, and what I've written in my general theory, is that, yes, they're going to come out of their bunkers after World War III starts and say, the Russians deceived us, and in the name of God, country, and our own Constitution, we're going to have to ask the United Nations, as if there is, you know, a direct pathway between our Constitution and giving power to the United Nations. And people in our country don't know anything about the Constitution, and they'll buy into this. If their leaders tell them this is constitutional, they tend to believe it. So, as in the future strategy of a war against Russia and China, the military-empowered UN, or, as I covered in last week's brief, the substitute League of Democracies, which the establishment is starting to push, they'll still treat members' countries as if they are sovereign, but there will be no power to actually act independently. So we are seeing some modifications, Dr. Stan, of this threat to our sovereignty. First of all, they're not going to try to push an actual world government. Secondarily, I mean, they're going to use world governance through this WTO, World Trade Organization, you know, North American Union, European Union, and then put together a League of Democracies and exclude Russia and China. This will at once antagonize them and make them separate. It will also destroy Russia and China's desire to use the UN themselves. They're planning on building a new world order, and they're planning on ousting the Anglo-American establishment as the one that controls it. And so I think what John McCain is doing in establishing this league is setting the stage for separating from the UN.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Eyes, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Joel, would you want to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of World Affairs Brief and perhaps want to subscribe to it?
Yes, my World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, www.worldaffairsbrief.com. And showcased on the front page of the website, of course, is every week's the current edition of the World Affairs Brief. I give a synopsis of it, and people are encouraged to, if they haven't seen a full World Affairs Brief, to email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com to request a sample copy, and I'll be happy to send those out to them. Also on the World Affairs Brief page, there is a rundown of all the top stories of the news, selected by my research staff, who takes the best of, you know, they're all flawed stories, and they don't tell the full story. That's the purpose of the World Affairs Brief, is to fill in the things that the news media purposely omits. But at least to get the best of the stories with the least disinformation on worldaffairsbrief.com. And as much other material, free archival material. On the right-hand side, you see lots of information on the various cover-ups the government has been involved in, everything from the assassination of JFK, his brother RFK, and ML Martin Luther King, to the Oklahoma City bombing, which was a government operation, to 9/11. I cover a lot of those things, and they're fascinating to read, and that's all free on the website. As well as I do have information on the books that I've written on how to prepare for what I think is going to be a tragic outcome of all of this conspiracy, and how to, because I do think that even though we need to fight these battles and try to encourage people to wake up and try to stop them, if we don't win, we certainly need to be prepared before the next war comes along, because you will not be able to prepare after an EMP strike and all of the economy of transportation and shipping is taken down in this nation. One must be prepared well in advance as we continue the fight.
Amen to that. Okay, well, let's go right ahead. Anything more you want to talk about?
Well, we're talking about this strategic change in the globalist thinking that, you know, a lot of us who have been sounding a warning about globalism and world government see it as a monolithic world government, that, and apparently they're going to at least, you know, for 20 or 30 years only talk about world governance, and they're certainly working towards that as we speak. They won't be able to, I mean, world governance involves strategic regional government organizations and interlocking organizations such as the World Trade Organization and these free trade agreements, which are not free trade agreements. They're full of fine print that establishes regional commissions to decide things and take away the sovereignty of individual nations. There's a world court, of course, being established. The U.S. isn't about to let that take over until they have control of that so that they are protected. You know, we have the biggest war, some of the biggest war criminals in the world in our own presidency who have are directly responsible for killing thousands of people in Iraq, all in the name of democracy, but they have no intention of doing it in the name of democracy, and they haven't established a democracy. They have established, in essence, the tyranny of another socialist state under their control in Iraq, and they're trying to meddle in Iran and essentially antagonize the world. But what's going to happen, it appears, and we're seeing the beginning stages of the proposals that will get all kinds of support, and that's why it's going to be done by a Republican, all kinds of support for a substitute UN organization. Presidential candidate John McCain, and he didn't think this up, you know, is pushing this League of Democracies, which will exclude Russia and China and other tyrannical organizations. Well, as you know, Dr. Stan, this is what they should have done with the UN, and we all asked ourselves, well, what is this peaceful organization, the UN, not only inviting Russia and China to be members, but giving them veto powers? I mean, this is a recipe for disaster. And apparently it's what they did. It's part of a Hegelian tactic of creating an organization that would be filled with contradictions, that would not be able to establish peace, that eventually would cause this great separation between East and West again. And now I think they're going to give us a separate organization under which they'll go to war, and which the U.S. will feel much more at ease about giving military powers to. And you have so many conservatives having wanted to get out of the U.N., and they'll fall right into this trap of seeing these globalists propose to them and start to attack the U.N. and saying why we must get out of the U.N. I think we're going to see that happen in the next few years.
Well, we may very well, but of course we've got to get people to ask, why have our leaders done everything they could to build up the ruthless, tyrannical regime in communist China, and of course to do everything they could to build up the ruthless, tyrannical regime in Russia, increasingly tyrannical, headed by a former member of the chief of the KGB. Why did we give them so much money and technology after the fall of Russia in 1992? Doesn't make sense unless nothing as it appears to be.
You know, Rothko does identify the Bohemian Grove as a key meeting venue for the globalists. That backs the conspiracy theory of Alex Jones, who was the first to document with videotape of all of the satanic-type worship things they have going on there, big bonfires, cross-burnings, and you know, a head that looks like a skull, just awful, you know, the large owl's head and other, you know, satanic symbols. So we can decide for ourselves, you know, whether or not, as Paul Joseph Watson says on prisonplanet.com, this is a fawning sycophant or an objective critic. Well, he's kind of both. Rothko creates a false paradigm by claiming that the freedom is at the opposite end of the scale of justice. It essentially creates the argument that the world's problem can only be solved by moving away from freedom toward justice, which is a complete contradiction in terms.
What a ridiculous statement. But anyway,
yeah, Rob, how do you go about interviewing people like this who you know you disagree? You can't insult him on the air. I've often wondered how you do that, Dr. Stanton.
Well, with great difficulty, but I've interviewed Rothkopf before on his previous
show. Well, have you?
And I'm looking forward to interviewing him on this one. I want my listeners to be able to hear what these people say, and in a very nice manner, I try to ask, questions, piercing questions, but I want our listeners to understand there really is a move towards world government with the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation.
Well, you know, we're seeing our own government take away our liberties here. You know, we have now the horrific stories coming out of this Al Jazeera cameraman who was finally released after 6 years at Guantanamo Bay. His name is Al Haj, and he was tortured, and he's come out at 39 years old looking like an old man, ancient and decrepit. He's just has suffered tremendously, and of course, the Pentagon, rather than, you know, admit that this person has been mistreated and apologize and give him compensation, is, of course, calling him a propagandist and faking ill health. Well, you know, he doesn't really have to fake very much. He's in a hospital right now trying to recover from his stint at Guantanamo Bay. He's got terrible intestinal problems and serious depression problems as well.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with Bile Superfood and win the war. 30 years of research, Bile Superfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With Bile Superfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, Go ahead and pick this story up.
Well, you know, it becomes increasingly true for Americans to wake up and realize that our government has been guilty of serial torture for many, many years. And, you know, even going back to World War II, we were guilty of war crimes. People don't realize that Eisenhower personally gave the order to deny to 2 million German troops who had struggled actually valiantly to surrender to the Allies rather than go into the hands of the Soviets. And he purposely gave the orders to put them on very slim rations and not give them any shelter, no tents, living out through the winter in Europe, in the rain, in the snow, without any shelter, in pools of water, and they died by the hundreds of thousands. He's responsible for that. Our leaders firebombed German cities. We provoked Hitler into bombing London by firebombing, cities in the Ruhr. He had given strict orders to his leaders. Now, I'm not defending Hitler as a good person, but I'm saying he wanted to join forces with him. He purposely refused to attack England until Churchill and other conspirators said we have to provoke Hitler into bombing London, and they firebombed the first German cities in order to provoke that. So if people really knew the full history of what was going on to our leaders, and it was totally unnecessary, to continue to bomb all those German cities and kill all those civilians. The German high command tried to surrender to the Allies on several occasions, and they wouldn't hear of it. They wanted unconditional surrender, and total abject destruction. In fact, they kept delaying because they'd promised Stalin that he could have Eastern Europe, and he hadn't achieved that yet. That's why they stopped Patton from going any further and cut off his fuel supplies so that he would give the Russians the opportunity, as they had secretly promised them, to gobble up all of them. I mean, these are criminal things. And Dwight D. Eisenhower had criminal blood on his hands in Operation Keelhaul when he, by force, and the British did the same thing, by force, they took people who had never been part of the Soviet Union, who fought on the sides of the Allies, but that Stalin wanted back in his regime to put in his gulags, and they took Polish regiments, and they put free Russians, white Russian regiments who had fought against Stalin, and they sent them back in chains and were betrayed into Stalin's hands. I mean, all of the Eastern Europeans that had escaped communist tyranny were sent back under Operation Keelhaul by Dwight D. Eisenhower into the hands of Stalin. He will pay for those things.
In fact, if any of our listeners are interested, we have a wonderful video of that, which was actually done by the BBC, the story of Operation Keelhaul that has been totally suppressed here in the United States, but it is available through my ministry. Almost 6 million people were sent back to be killed.
Why, that's just a horrible piece of history that people need to understand, that this isn't something that's, what we're seeing here isn't just a modern iteration of this. This is a continuation of secrecy and evil that has been going on in our government. There's been a black side, a dark side of government for many, many years. And now we find out we're getting another sellout of the telecom immunity. The Democrats have been playing the role, and there are some legitimate Democrats, as well as a few Republicans like Ron Paul, who don't want to get the telephone companies, give them immunity. They are guilty of gross violations of our privacy and our civil rights by eavesdropping on domestic telephone and emails. They've been doing it for World War II, as I've explained on many occasions, and that's why they want this immunity retroactive. But they are setting it up now where Jay Rockefeller, a Democrat from West Virginia, who's an uncompromising supporter of immunity for telecoms, is now supposedly going to make a deal with the Democratic leadership that will meet the approval of the White House. Well, as the ACLU said, make no mistake about it, any compromises acceptable to Senator Rockefeller and the president will undoubtedly let lawbreakers off the hook and seriously put at risk or even end any lawsuits that may be the only way to get to the bottom of the crimes. Well, very well they're not going to let. They're going to claim that everything's secret. They're going to put a court seal on everything. You're never going to know anything other than what we already know, which is substantial, from whistleblower Mark Klein, who came out of AT&T and said, I helped install the fiber optic connection that gave a direct line to the NSA, and they're looking at everything coming down that pipeline on the internet, not just anything by warrants, everything. And this is domestic spying, not terrorism. Is they're getting it all?
No, they're reading the emails, they're reading the faxes, they're listening to the phone calls. Most of it's done by computer, and then if anything there is suspicious to the computer, then of course is actually looked at. They've been doing it long before the September 11th attack. That's why they have to have the retroactive part of it, because this goes all the way back to shortly after the, even to the time of the Second World War.
And that's why, as Tom Burkhardt said, you know, their strategy is to craft a bill that they can pretend is something short of amnesty. This is just so interesting. They claim it isn't amnesty, just like the president continues to claim that his amnesty for illegal aliens is not amnesty. I mean, how stupid can the American people get? But in essence, it will be amnesty in every meaningful respect, and it will ensure an end to the telecom lawsuits. There are going to be loopholes, and they've got lawyers, you know, working overtime day and night trying to craft the most evil type fine print language to make sure. It's just like the torture, anti-torture amendment. Here you had John McCain claiming to be the stalwart champion against torture in the Senate. I am not going to let this go on any further. And he signs off on this compromise bill that the White House can agree to, and sure enough, in the fine print is, yes, there's no torture allowed except as authorized by the President of the United States under exceptional circumstances.
Right.
I mean, it's just a wide-open barn door. I mean, there's no restrictions when you got that kind of thing. It's just like the European Constitution. You know, the right of property should be held sacrosanct except when the public needs the property, you know, that type of language.
Well, any nation that will torture its foreign enemies will also eventually torture its domestic enemies. That is what every American should understand. A nation that can go along with torture of anyone is certainly will not have God's blessing or protection. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. Said Thomas Jefferson, it's true. God bless, Joe. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel. I know I always do. There is an invisible government. It certainly involves many organizations here in the United States, but it involves the people of great wealth and great power, bound together by a common desire, the destruction of America and America's sovereignty, the establishment of a one-world government, or governance, call it what you will, a new world religion, and that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools to destroy the Christian foundation of this country, and then, of course, ultimately to install a new world leader who will be the Antichrist. It's all very clear. All you have to do is read the things that the Luciferians put out. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. Well, anyway, certainly if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD of my talk, you need to get it. You need to get my talk on the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. Because there is a secret that's been passed down through the secret societies for 5,000 years. And it's all coming to fruition at this time. And Rhonda Byrne's feature of Oprah Winfrey has talked about this secret. Only she thinks it is important if you tap into this this mysterious power that's out there. And we tell you, don't tap into that power. It will give you great wealth and prosperity. But, of course, it will cost your eternal soul. So the talk is the secret, pardon me, the forbidden secret and the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, you'll want to get the information we have on the planned police state. It's a DVD with a syllabus. You'll want to get the information we have on concentration camps. They're not imaginary. They're very real. We have a DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire. We have a four-tape set. You can get the concentration camp special. Understand that this is well known. Only the American people are not to know. They are planning for a major crisis here in America, and that's what's going to be used to impose the dictatorship. And once it's in place, it'll be too late. So please begin, get the information. And that's a concentration camp four-tape set, the DVD, America Behind Barbed Wire, or the concentration camp special that has those things and many more things. You need to have the information at your fingertips and help us reach others. Learn how to do it. Ask them questions. Try to get them to listen to our programs. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com, where they can listen to our programs, our live feed to satellite 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. Joyce Riley's there as well, 9 hours a day. Or that's at RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV, like the virus, and war, like the war we're in. Because America, our values, our freedom, our future are under attack today. Understand we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people have no idea what's going on, or that the leaders of both political parties are controlled by the same people, or that Ron Paul got 16% of the vote in Pennsylvania and got a healthy percentage of the vote in these recent primaries. You didn't hear a word about it. Why? Because they don't want you to know. They control the media. They control your reality. They control what most people believe. And our job is to get the truth out. And remember again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Go to our website, watch our DVDs, read our newsletters, and listen to the programs. Encourage others to do the same. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty. And until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in...